just a moment before we move into the Gospel of John, just to think about Samuel's bravery to be open and honest to Eli about what God had shared, but then about Eli's receiving of it. Eli could have been angry and frustrated, but Eli knew. Eli knew what he had done and what he had not done. And it gave an appropriate response to someone who gave a prophetic word. Those are hard things to do, and sometimes we are called to do hard things. This is a Sunday about call, and as we move into the gospel lesson, it's John chapter 1, 43, verses 43 to 51, about a different call. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said to him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" And Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." And Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Before I move into how I hear and see this story of call, I wanted to give us a little history of the passage itself. Because John is setting a stage for those who had Jewish ears to hear about who Nathanael is and who Jesus is. But they would hear it out of those Jewish Old Testament ears. Because remember, there was a figure in the Old Testament, very prominent figure by the name of Jacob. Jacob was not a man without guile. You know, Jacob tricked his brother into his birthright, he stole his brother's blessing, and then he did all sorts of things with Laban in with Rebecca and with Rachel. Okay, get my names mixed up. I'll be honest, got my names mixed up. But anyway, Jacob was a man of great guile, great cunning. Yet he had two visions himself. He had the vision of Jacob's ladder, remember, the ascending and descending angels, and he had that other vision where he wrestled with the angel. He wrestled for a blessing and his hip bone got put out of socket. And that is when the angel said to him, "Your name will no longer be Jacob. It will be Israel." So let's stop and look at what Jesus says to Nathanael. He said, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." And then the other thing he talks about is, "You will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." So in Jesus's call, or in Nathanael's call story, we see Jesus connecting for everybody those points back to Jacob and then back to Isaac and back to Abraham and God's call upon a people that is going into the future and into the promise of the world made new. So as we see that piece of it, there's more going on here than that. We have Philip, who finds Nathanael and says, "Hey, come and see. I have found the one that the scriptures talked about." And Nathanael says, because he says, "It's Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." And Nathanael's going, "Has anything good come out of Nazareth?" Nazareth was just this little small town, not near anything real big and special. And Nathanael didn't know who Jesus was. And this was Jesus, son of Joseph, out of Nazareth. And he's like, can anything good come out of Nazareth? And we think about it when people think, can anything good come out of Kittrell? Can anything good come out of Henderson? You name it. Can anything good come out of? And we forget that maybe God is doing something a little bit different than we can acknowledge. And Philip's response isn't, oh, come on, Nathanael. He says, come and see. Come and see. And when Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, and he says the thing about no deceit, Nathanael's reply is, where did you get to know me? And Jesus answered, I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you. And that was enough for Nathanael to answer, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. And I think, I don't know if you think this, but I think, I saw you under the fig tree, and you know who he is? Just didn't seem quite enough of an explanation for me. But then, come and see. Come and see. And Jesus says to Nathanael, I saw you. I saw you. There are some cultures that instead of saying, hey, how are you? They say, I see you. And your reply to them and as a greeting is, I see you. It's not, I look at you. It's, I see you. I see who you are just by, I acknowledge that you are a person here who has value and are beloved. Come and see. Come and see the Messiah. And Jesus' response to Nathanael is, I saw you. He didn't just see the man sitting under the fig tree. He saw a man without guile, a man without deceit. He knew, because Nathanael's question was, how did you know me? Where did you know me? You're like, where did you run into me? You know, what grocery store did we run into? It was, where did you know me? And he says, I saw you. God sees us just as we are and wants us in that relationship with him. But God also knows who we are and loves us anyway. This morning, as we look at these scriptures of Samuel and Nathanael and Philip and all those who God calls us sometimes like Samuel, to have to speak truth to power, even power that is mentoring us, and have the courage to do it. Sometimes we're the Elis who have to receive it, and receive it as God's word through a prophet. But sometimes we're called like Philip to call others to come and see. Come and see the Savior of the world. Come and see the one whom the heavens will ascend and angels will ascend and descend upon him to know that this is the Messiah. This is the one who will bring about the transformation of the world. God knows us and calls us to ask people to come and see something different, something new, something wonderful, something that is called Jesus. Someone who is called the Christ. Someone who brings grace, peace, and love into the world. And if we're going to be those disciples following him, because that was what he said to Philip, follow me. If we're going to follow Jesus, if we're going to be at the feet of our rabbi, walking behind him, we have to live as he called us to live, without deceit. To be brave enough to be vulnerable, to share the good news as a broken person that God loves just as I am, just as you are. Come and see. Because guess what? Something good can come out of Kittrell. Something good can come out of Henderson, because something wonderful came out of Nazareth. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.